I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources. Welcome to the November challenge for your mind, body and spirit with me, Alice Creswell. And so I've put this challenge out there for anybody that wants to join in with this challenge, that for this November, because many people are locked down, many people are, you know, so much stuff going on right now in the world, that we just thought it would be great to do something. I'm pushing myself doing Facebook Live, which I don't really enjoy doing, but I'm getting into it, you know, if it works, if I'm the right way up, it's I don't mind doing it. And I'm challenging myself to step out in faith and do Facebook Live to help whoever wants to be helped, to really become whole in your mind, your body and your spirit, and to then to get closer to God and to really go deep in the things of the spirit and to help other people. Wherever you are, whoever you meet, wherever you go, we want to demonstrate God's love and power to everybody else, don't we? So that's what we're going to do this November. So welcome. I'm glad you're joining me. And I just want to let you know that if, you know, I'd like to hear from you, obviously comment on here, share this as well on Facebook, that would be great. I'm also putting this recording onto YouTube. It's my YouTube channel, so go there and have a look. I'm putting them all on there. And also on our portal, our online portal, spiritlifestyle.com. And we've got lots of members on there, so we'd love to invite everybody to join us on there. And in fact, what we'll do is we'll get a thread going on our community board there, on our community page. And some of the things I'm going to be sharing, it would be great for all our members on there to just post comments how you're getting on. But also what I was going to say was, if you want to let me know and you think, yeah, I'm in, I want to join this challenge with Alice this November, this month, then if you want to go to our website and you can just sign up there, and it's just literally just send me your email address and your name, and I'll send you some encouraging emails as well. So you'll need to go to spiritlifestyle.com to do that, and you should see on there that you can just sign up. Hopefully it's there on the homepage popping up, but if not, do just drop us a line, and I want to connect with you even more than on Facebook, so that'd be great, and I'd love to send you an email. So today, I think, what have I called this? An atheist and an earthquake and something about spring as well. Something, look out for spring. And I'm going to tell you more, because what happened was this morning I was actually praying. I woke up early, which I very often do, and I was praying and I said, Lord, show me something. Give me something today to share on the Facebook Live for today's November challenge. And after I prayed that, I'd been awake for a few hours, and after I prayed that, I just kind of, you know how you go into like a half sleep, half awake kind of phase, where it's a bit like when you fall into a trance. I don't know if you have trances, but it's that kind of, you feel that it's not quite a dream and you're not awake, it's sort of half and half. So that happened to me this morning, and as that happened, I heard a voice and I saw something with my eyes, you know, almost like a dream. So I'm going to share that in a moment. Before I do that, and I think it's very pertinent to us now and something that's going to unfold, so really excited about that. So I'll share it in a moment. First of all, and I'm going to be fairly brief today, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but first of all, I want to share something that I read this morning on our portal, on our online portal. And it's just, I love it. What I love about our spiritlifestyle.com portal is we've got members who, some of them didn't even know Jesus when they joined, and they're getting to know Jesus there. We just had one lady who was New Age for 20 years and she just got baptized at the weekend. That was through coming onto our portal and watching our videos, joining one of our online classes. Amazing. So anyway, one of our coaches who runs one of our classes, she's called Eva, and she's in Texas. And so she's actually written on there, and I read this morning, and she's put, thank you, Rob and Alice, because this is an amazing testimony, you've got to hear this. Thank you, Rob and Alice, for equipping us to step out in faith. She says her and another member of her class went out for lunch together just in the last few days, and what we encountered was amazing. She says, God is so good. She said, our waiter walks up, he's in his early 30s, he looks like a biker dude, she says. You know, he's got a beard, tattoos. She said, he's got prison tattoos on his knuckles, looking a bit rough around the edges on the outside, she says, but I could see such a sweetness and a kindness in his eyes. Jesus loves this man so much. As he waited on our table, he mentioned his back was hurting. We all started talking about the weather, you know, like you do when you're just chatting. This guy, who's the waiter, starts saying, oh, I've got a pain in my back. As he's delivering the food to the table later on, he actually mentions his back pain again. But they all keep chatting to him, or chatting amongst themselves, I'm not sure. And she said, after they'd finished, as he brought the check, she says he again mentioned his back hurting in conversation. And this time, she said he mentions his knee as well. As he's walking away from the table, the Lord got my attention. And she says, you would think I would have caught on before this. But the Holy Spirit says, so Eva, what are you going to do about it? You know what to do. And of course, we're all about training. So on our portal, we're all training everybody to not only receive from the Lord for yourself, and this is what we want to do this November with you, but not just receive from the Lord for yourself, but actually go out and release the kingdom of heaven and, you know, the power and the love of Jesus to everybody you meet. So she says, she calls him back over. She took a deep breath, because, you know, it's always scary. And she says, sir, I'm not sure where you are at faith-wise or where you stand spiritually. And he says, I don't believe in God. I'm an atheist. But she says, I told him that God is not offended by that and that he loves him no matter how he feels about God. And she says, as a matter of fact, God loves him so much that he actually wants to heal him right now to reveal how much he's loved. And God wants him to know that he's real and that he loves him. No strings attached. So she says, can I pray for you? And he says, yeah, okay then. Now, keep in mind, this is in the middle of a restaurant, she says, during lunch hour, in front of everyone, but he didn't seem to care. So she asked him, and this is what I always say, when you're praying for somebody, it's good to know, if they say, I'm in pain, it's good to know just what extent that pain is, because you want to get them to test it out. So she said, this is what we say, just, I think doctors do this, to be honest. They say, you know, if you're in pain, if zero is no pain and 10 is severe pain, what pain level are you at right now? And she asked the waiter this, and he said it's like a 5 to a 6 in pain in his back. So she said, I put my hand over him without touching and asked the Holy Spirit to come, her and the lady she was with, who was also in her Spirit Lifestyle class. They released the Holy Spirit to touch his back and his knee, that all inflammation would cease. They pray over his ligaments and all the rest of it, and that the pain would go in Jesus' name, that he'd be completely healed. And then she says, and this is a scary bit, isn't it? She says, what is the pain like now on that level? And test it out. And she says, his eyes grew so big as he started bending around. He said, it's about a 3. So I said, let's pray again. I did it again, she says, but this time the Lord gave me a word of knowledge. And she starts going into word of knowledge as well. She says, the Lord says to you that he is the Father that never leaves and that you're worried about your children so much that it's on your mind today and it's so heavy and affecting your work. But the Lord says he's got them in the palm of his hand and you can trust him with them. She said his eyes got really big at this point, but he didn't say anything. After that, they prayed again. They prayed and then asked him about his pain level again. He tested out his back, forward, side to side, over and over. And he said, 0, my pain level is 0. And she said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing him your love. She stepped out in faith and not only offered to pray for his back, but she'd said, God's going to heal you. And this is going to demonstrate to you that God is real, because he'd said he was an atheist and that he is, that he loves you. And he gets completely healed by Jesus. And she's prophesying to him, getting words of knowledge as well. So he said, he starts bending over, touching his toes. And he said, I couldn't do that 10 minutes ago. Praise God. He's actually bending his knees and doing squats. And he does it 3 times. She said he was amazed and in shock. And she says, me too. I pray for people all the time and see incredible miracles that blow my mind. And I'm usually shocked when they're not healed, or if they're not healed, because normally they do get healed. But it's still It's mind-blowing every time you do a miracle. And she said on the check before leaving, she wrote down, remember his name, Jesus. And she left a heavy tip, she says. As we left the restaurant, tears came to our eyes as we knew we'd just witnessed a miracle and planted an eternal seed for that man to hopefully soon receive Jesus as his Lord and Saviour. I know that he's never going to forget that day. And she said, neither will we. She says, this is on the, if you missed it, this is what I was saying. She was, this is on the, our community group on spiritlifestyle.com on our online portal. And one of our coaches, she'd just been writing this, something happened in the last few days. She says, please continue to pray for miracles, healings and salvations as we continue to activate what we're learning in Rob and Alice's videos and in our classes. It gives me the confidence to step out in faith and watch the Holy Spirit move. And that's Eva in Texas. So if you, that's one of our coaches, she's doing an online class. I don't think she's doing a local class there in Texas, but she's doing an online class. So if that, if Texas is in your time zone and you'd like to join Eva's class or any other of our classes, if you go to spiritlifestyle.com, you can see the classes on there, and you just have to join on there and then find the classes and choose one that you'd like to join and then ask to join. So isn't that amazing? So that was the first thing I wanted to share today with you. And just if you're just joining us now, this is the November Mind Body Spirit Challenge. And what I want to do this month is I'd like to gauge who of those of you watching are in where you say, yeah, I'm going to commit to this month of November. You know, it might, hopefully it will continue after that, you committing, you know, but we've got something ongoing all the time on our spiritlifestyle.com portal, but I wanted to do this on Facebook for anybody who's not on our portal, and for YouTube, those of you watching this later as well. So if you want to commit to this month, November, to really sort yourself out, your mind, so that's, you know, your, people talk about your soul has been your mind, your emotions and your will, but I've called it your mind on here, but really your soul, you know, it's your mind, your emotions, your will. Let's get them sorted out this November in line with the kingdom of heaven and your body as well. So we want to see everybody healed, everybody understanding just why you can be healed and what Jesus did on the cross. And some of these sessions I'm going to be talking about Jesus and what he accomplished on the cross for us, because once you get the revelation, I've only got a little bit of revelation of what he's done, but once you even get a bit of it, it will completely change your life. So and also your spirit as well. We want to have our spirits alive through the Holy Spirit, through the Spirit of Jesus. So you know, if you're watching right now and you don't know Jesus personally, if you've not asked him to come into your life or you're not following him, let me know and we want to help you. So right now you can just pray and you say, Jesus, forgive me for all my sin, which we're going to talk about in another session about sin, but forgive me for going my own way and I ask you to come into my life right now. I want to follow you. So you can just pray that right where you are, but please do comment, let me know about that. And we release healing as I'm sharing testimonies, then just get healed while I'm sharing, because as you know, it's all the Spirit of Jesus, his power. So I had a dream kind of trance in and out, you know, where you're halfway between being in a deep sleep and being awake. And that happened to me this morning where I heard a voice and I saw something, and I'm going to share that with you now. I'm still kind of processing that because it happened this morning, so I've not had much chance to do that, but basically what happened was I was praying for you guys today and what I was going to share, and I said, Holy Spirit, please show me what I'm going to share today. And after I prayed that, I went straight into, you know, just under sleep a little bit, and a voice very clearly said to me, great change. Those two words, great change. And I heard it as though it was a man's voice, and it wasn't like in the spirit, it was actually, I heard it with my ears, but I was sort of in a dreamlike state. But I heard the words, great change. And straight away after that, I saw, it was like earth, kind of like you see the soil, you know, if you were lay down on in a garden or something, or you know, on the earth, you see the brown soil. Well, I was kind of low like this, and the brown soil was here, and I could see little bits of grass sticking up. And as I'm looking at that, I just see the whole thing is shaking like this, really, really, really shaking. And then that's it. I wake up and I'm like, wow, what is that? Is that an earthquake? It kind of looked like some sort of earthquake happening, but I didn't know what it was. And I had these two words and I heard great change. That was this morning. So just before I came on here, I've been busy this morning, and I thought I'm just going to pray and ask the Lord to show me something else about that. And the words that I got, because I was asking for words of knowledge for you as well. And then the words I got, first of all, and I wrote this down in my notepad, and it was spring bulbs. When I was saying, what was that thing, that earthquake type thing that I could see? I mean, first of all, my thought was, it's like grassroots, because I see, it was almost like you could see underneath, you know, as shoots were coming up, and I was thinking grassroots, this is a grassroots movement that we choose, do we want to be part of this or not? This is not, it's like church, like it's never been seen before. This is the kingdom of God advancing to such a degree, like, you know, even more than the early church. This is the times we're in, we have such an amazing opportunity. So I'm thinking grassroots is what I'm seeing. And it's time for you and me, people just like us, who are not like famous, we're not like, we haven't got massive ministries, we're just, you know, just your average people stepping forward and doing the stuff. And like, you know how I read Eva's post on the portal this morning, just really confirmed that she's just a woman in Texas, has stepped out in faith and said, okay, I'm gonna watch the videos, you know, on Spirit Lifestyle videos, I'm gonna be mentored, I'm gonna mentor others. And that's what she's doing, and she's stepping out and seeing things. And you can do that too. And I want to encourage you to do it everywhere you go, no matter who you meet. Just think, well, what have I got to lose? What have I got to lose? Maybe your reputation, maybe. But, you know, really, we're talking about, this is eternity we're talking about, not just the here and now. So anyway, the first thing from what I saw this morning is grassroots. It's a grassroots movement, and people, you know, the sons of God we're springing up, we're coming up, we're being revealed to all the creation that is groaning. And so then I'm sitting outside and I just got my notepad and I was like, Lord, show me something else to share today. And I'm thinking about what I'd seen in this kind of dreamlike state this morning. And what I wrote down, and I just like, I heard the words spring bulbs. And I thought, I wonder if that's a word of knowledge for somebody. But I thought, I wrote it down. So here it is written down, spring bulbs. And I thought, spring bulbs, you know, we're going into winter here. And it's about the right time for planting your spring bulbs. I mean, they've probably just been planted the last month or so. If you're planting for next spring, you plant them in the autumn. And they go into the ground and they lie dormant in the ground over the winter, but things are happening, even though you can't see anything happening over the surface, you know, of the soil, which is what I'd seen in my dream. And so I wrote down spring bulbs. I thought, yeah, great, sounds good. Then I get this word that I heard it, but it wasn't like I heard this morning, like a voice. This was in the spirit, like in my mind. I just heard this voice spiritually that said, I wrote it down, I heard it. Parthenogen. And I was like, I've never ever heard that word in my life. Well, not that I can remember ever hearing that word. So I just wrote it down as I heard it just about half an hour ago. And I thought, well, I'm going to Google that, see what it is. And I just went on Google and I looked it up. And do you know what it is? It talks about, when I first saw it, I was like, that sounds weird. Asexual reproduction. And I was like, ooh, that's kind of, do I want to mention that on Facebook Live? But when I looked at it, do you know what it means? That, you know, like a lot of plants, and it says like bulbs, they don't need two separate, like a mum and a dad to reproduce. It's asexual. So rather than having seeds, example, a daffodil, which I'm thinking that's a spring bulb plant, isn't it? You can grow daffodils from seeds, apparently, but it takes a long time for them to germinate and everything. So really, daffodils come from bulbs. And I've just written spring bulbs, and I'm writing parthenogen because I heard it in the spirit. And it says they have underground food storage that develop into the following year's plants. They reproduce a lot more quickly by being a bulb than a seed. And the parthenogen is that's what the name for it. And I'm like, wow, this is just half an hour ago, so I'm still processing this. But what I'm gathering from this is the Lord showing me to share with you today that there's a grassroots movement happening. Do we want to be a part of it? I do. I don't know about you. Do you want to be part of it? If we want to be part of it, we can really bring change, because those are the words I heard of what a man's voice said, great change, and it's all connected. It's up to us to bring that great change. We might have been praying for God to step in, for, you know, the election going on in America, people are praying, God, we want this certain person to be elected. But what happens if that person you want is not elected? What happens if your circumstances look like whatever you've been praying for all these years or whatever isn't happening? Just keep your eyes focused on Jesus. But also know that we're the ones that we've been waiting for. We're the ones that we've been praying for. When you've been praying for revival, don't wait for God to step out and do something, you know, to show up. He did it 2,000 years ago. When we pray, oh, rend the heavens and come down. Like, he did that 2,000 years ago. And he's like, come on, Alice, come on. You know, just put your name in there. Step out in faith. You can do this. And we're the ones that are going to bring great change. We're going to do it together. But it's by faith, and it's by following the ways of the Spirit and seeing what God is doing in heaven through his Spirit and bringing it about on the earth and declaring it and praying it, but then stepping it out as well and actually making it happen. Not, you know, I was talking the other day about not through witchcraft prayers, but actually making it happen by following the Holy Spirit in everything. And if he says stop, then we stop. And if he says go, then we go. And this is really the sort of stuff we're teaching you on our portal. And I really want to invite you, please do join us on spiritlifestyle.com, because we've got about 100 videos, and they're training videos, not just me talking, but actually training with music, with scriptures, with, like, Rob goes on a mountain, or we're in the middle of a city and miracles are happening. And they really are amazing, these videos. And you can join our classes as well on there. We've got a community, a bit like Facebook page or Facebook group, but it's actually on our portal. Anyway, so we'd love you to join us on there. But if you want to go deeper. But if you can't for any reason, then just stay on Facebook, because I'm going to be doing this regularly throughout November. But isn't that interesting that what I saw this morning, what the Lord has shown me, I think, just like trying to process it, but I think what he's saying is that we need to really, you know, like the bulb is planted in October. It's like that scripture in John 12, I think it is, that the Lord's given me over the years. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it goes into the ground. And then, you know, when it comes out, it produces a huge harvest of wheat. And that's almost like the Lord saying that again. Come on, let's lay our lives down. Let's just say, Lord, I'm going to focus on you. I'm going to really get right with you. I'm going to go for it with God. And let's do that this November. Let's say, yeah, I'm in. I'm going to go for it and just see what happens. And then as we lay our lives down, and over the winter, obviously, if you're in Australia, it's summer there. So over these next few months, I do believe that in our springtime, which is, I don't know, where are we now? November, December, January, February, March. Who knows? 4 months, 5 months. You know when the spring bulbs start flowering? Is that March? It is for us, I think. Usually March, April time. I believe something's going to happen. I believe there's going to be a move of God. Like, it's already happening. It's already happening. But I really believe we're going to start seeing the fruit of that as the flowers are coming out. So I think I'm prophesying right now. Just based on what the Lord showed me this morning, I think I'm prophesying that there's a move of God we're going to see that's going to bring great change, and it's going to happen, particularly in the spring. We're really going to start seeing stuff happening the spring of 2021. So this next, you know, the next few months, maybe 4 months, but the Lord needs us ready now. He needs us, you know, the bulb over winter is hidden. You can't even see it's there. So why don't we take this time, this opportunity, whether you're in lockdown or whatever, to just get with God and get right with him. So I've got some words of knowledge I'm going to share with you, some other things. I just had this thing about a butcher. Now I don't know whether you're watching and you're a butcher, or you've just been to the butcher's, but something, either somebody right now, or you've just been there, and something happened. I could see a butcher like chopping meat, and so I don't know if that's you, but do let me know if that's you. So if we've got any butchers out there, or you've just been to the butcher and something happened, I don't know if you need healing or what it is, but I saw this meat. And so I release the power of Jesus for you. In fact, there's somebody who's a butcher that's about to get saved. You're about to give your life to Jesus. So, I don't know if that... Okay, well, just do it. If you're going to the butcher's today and you see a butcher, maybe, you know, share this word with him or her and say, it's time for you to give your life to Jesus. But, what is that about the butcher? That's all I wrote, was butcher and meat. I also got, and there's something that has just happened. I've had a funny pain, not exactly pain, but a weird sensation there, which felt like a word of knowledge to me. It was on my right. Can you see it on my right there? Does it look like my left? But anyway, it was on my right, kind of the cheekbone, jawbone, somewhere in the middle. So I release power of Jesus for you. If you have a problem with that area of your face, I don't know if that's to do with the trigeminal nerve thing, TMJ is that called, but that's what I think, one of those three nerves goes around there, so it could be that. But I release the power of Jesus for you right now. Be completely healed, and it's never gonna bother you again. It's whatever's caused that, it's gonna be healed right now. That's all I wrote down for words of knowledge, but I just pray for anybody watching. There's somebody who's, it's like something on the back of your left hand, just right now. I don't know if it's a lump or something. If I call things out, usually it's because they're getting healed right now. So I'm just telling you what Jesus is doing right now in your body or in your life. So your left hand, somebody has a lump or some problem with the back of their left hand, and that's just going, it's being completely healed. So if you just make sure you let me know. I love to hear back from you. Was it 2 days ago I last did a Facebook Live and I'd mentioned an eyebrow? I just had this vision of an eyebrow, and I think I've had at least two people say, yeah, that was for them. I've had people say their knees got healed and other things that I'd mentioned got healed, so that's really good. And I do love to hear from you. So if you've got any kind of testimony, or if you want to contact us in any way, if you go to spiritlifestyle.com, that's our website, and if you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, it says contact. So if you click on contact, you can send in a message. And so I love to read the testimonies. You can send in prayer requests on there. You can, what I'd like you to do as well is, if you want to say, you know, yes, I'm in for this November challenge in my mind, body, spirit, then go to the website and just click on the thing that pops up and drop us your name and your email. And it means I can send you encouraging emails, because I want to do that. So what else do I need to say? Please comment on here as much as you can. Share this as well, because you might have people. It's interesting, because you might have people you know that already follow Jesus, and they're like, yeah, I want to join in that November challenge. But I can imagine that a lot of your friends and family don't know Jesus. And if you share this on your Facebook page, then they might start watching it. And it's just wonderful the amount of people we have watch our videos, or even turn up at our workshops, our events, or on our portal that don't even know Jesus and give their lives to Jesus. As a result, they get their lives transformed, whether it's being healed, being set free from demons, you know, and just knowing Jesus more, knowing God more, and the love of the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'll just pray for you as we finish today. I think that's all I need to say. Do look out for these videos on Facebook. I'll be live. I don't know, you know, I can't say ahead of time exactly what day, because I have got lots of other things going on as well. And we're coming out of lockdown on Monday, so I can go out and about then. But I do want to keep doing these, you know, quite often during the month of November. So do look out for them. I'll try and put up there maybe a couple of hours before when I'm going to go live, just to give you a little heads up. And I think I've said everything that I need to say. So if you can pray into that word, you know, that the thing that I saw this morning, that in that dream about the, and the words that you heard, great change. That, I mean, what's weird is, haven't we had great change already this year? It's like, how can we have more change? But it was just such a clear voice that I heard saying great change. And I'm thinking it's looking like spring. So that, if you would. So don't just expect me to come up with the interpretation, and because I know the Lord speaks to you guys too. So ask him, what does that mean? How does that look for you? What are you going to do about it? And what I'll do is, on our spiritlifestyle.com portal, on our, if you go to the community page, what, you know, we often have threads on there. Anyone can post anything. We do prophetic words. If you put on there, I'd like a prophetic word, just put your name on and say, please, can I have a prophetic word? And you'll get people prophesying to you. Some of our team are on there. They'll do that, praying for you. But it's good to have a discussion going on there as well. So I'd like to have a discussion on our community page where we talk about what I saw and what I heard this morning and what you think that means, because the Lord will give you interpretation. He might have been showing you something similar, and I think it'd be great for other people to read that as well. So I know people can read the comments on this on the Facebook Live, but they just come and go so quickly, not everybody will read them. But on our community page, on our portal, people do read and comment. And so I think that's what I'll do. So for those of you who are on our portal, go there and we'll put something on, because I'd love to hear from you and what the Lord's saying to you, because this is fresh. This has just happened in the last, you know, last half hour, some of this, so that the Lord's been showing me. So yeah, good to process it, isn't it? Right, okay, so that's me done for today. And like I say, comment and share, and I'll be on again. I don't know whether I'll be on over the weekend. Certainly next week, beginning next week, I'll be on again with doing live, maybe over the weekend. But bless you all, and see you all very soon. Bye. Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources.